Green means go. Whoa. Well, good morning to all of you. First of all, I want to thank each and every one of you guys for that prayed for me this week. I got a number of text messages, and I could feel your prayers throughout this week. Jen kept asking me, "Are you nervous? Are you nervous?" And I kept telling her, "Not really. I mean, I feel a little bit of anxiety, but." I told her, I said, what I struggle with the most is that what I'm going to share a little bit about this morning is something that I've been thinking about for a long time. It's been going through my head, and it's actually a topic that I personally struggle with. So I feel like I need this more than anybody else even here. So I could feel your prayers, and I told her the biggest struggle that I have is getting my thoughts from my head to my paper so I can share them this morning, because I have... Throughout these last several weeks, you know, I got thoughts have been going through my head just 100 miles an hour. And I have enough thoughts that went through my head that I could fill up an hour here pretty easily. But it's, if I can't get them from my head to my paper, I'll be done in 5 minutes. So I appreciate the prayers this morning. I could feel them this week. And I want to just give our preachers, our pastors, a token of appreciation. Every one of them texted me this week, and several of them did a couple times, and that means a lot. What I want to share about just a little bit here this morning is, like I said, it's a subject that I've been thinking about a lot. If I had to give this a title, I would just give it a simple title of time and how do we spend it. When you hear the word time, what comes to your mind? I'm not going to ask you to speak up, but I know a lot of times when we think of time, we think of the wrist watch on our hand or the clock on the wall, the seconds that are ticking away, and that is time. But I looked up the definition of time, and I looked at the Wikipedia version, and it was a long drawn out thing. And to make a short version of it, it's basically time consists of a past, a present, and a future. The time that's in the past is something that we can't go back and change. The seconds that go past us every day are, there's no changing that. Only thing that we can change as far as time goes is the present, and we can make plans to do our time different in the future. So those are the only two that we can affect. We can't go back and relive our past life, even though sometimes that would be, when we make mistakes, it would be easier to do that. We could go back and fix things and change things that that we've made our mistakes in. And the question that's been going through my mind a lot the last while is, how do we spend our time? You know, each and every one of us are given the exact, as long as we're living and breathing on this earth, we're all given the exact same amount of time every day on a 24-hour period. There's not any of us that get 30 hours, and there's not some of us that get 20. Sometimes 30 hours in a day would be nice if we have a lot of things to do. But we all have 24 hours, and it's how we spend those seconds of each day is what I want to talk a little bit about this morning. Spending our time wisely. That's the key. God has given each and every one of us the time, the same amount of time each day, and it's up to us to determine how we spend those minutes. I did a little bit of looking up on the internet of a few things, and this is true because it was on the internet. But I mean, yeah, you can take that for what it's worth. But I found a website that did a survey or a little bit of research, and this was done January 4th of 2017. So these numbers that I'm going to give you are a year old. So if anything, the numbers that I have here are probably actually a little bit worse than this. And when you think of time, and you think about wasting time, there's so many different areas that you can go to. I'm just going to look at one this morning, really. But you can, you can waste time with your work. You can waste time. It's basically wasting time is anything that takes time away from what we should be spending time with God. It's the times when we should be helping others and spending time with our families and spending time with God. If there's anything that takes away from that time, then it's wasting time. And I'm just picking out one thing this morning because this is something that is a struggle for me. And I'm not picking on anybody this morning at all with what I'm saying here this morning, so please don't take it that way. But the survey that this was done on was on social media. And I think that's something that most of us here, maybe not everybody, is involved with social media, but I'd say most of us are. And if you listen to these numbers a little bit, you may think a little bit twice about the next time you go on your phone to go on Facebook or to go on your phone to watch a video or whatever. I'm just going to read through this. It's not long here. The website, if you want to go look at this later, it's socialmediatoday.com is the website. I'm just going to read this here. The amount of time people spend on social media is constantly increasing. Teens now spend up to 9 hours a day on social platforms. Just think about that for 1 second here. And I'm not picking on you teens up front here. This is not about you. This is about American teens, other American teens. But if you think about that for a second, the average American teenager spending 9 hours a day on social platforms. So if you've got a 24-hour period and you figure, let's just say everybody gets 8 hours of sleep, which most not everybody does, but let's just go with 8 hours, and then you add in 9 hours, you got 17 hours already out of your 24-hour day that are taking up with just sleeping and on social media. When do you have time for anything else? I mean, it's amazing how much time we spend on social media. Anyways, while 30% of all time spent online is now allocated to social media interactions, and the majority of that time is on a mobile device, 60% of social media time spent is facilitated by a mobile device. The social media platforms themselves are evolving their tools and options to further attract and engage new audiences. Newer social platforms, including Snapchat, Instagram, and now music, are also competing for their share of the market. Accordingly, brands are jumping into social media with social media ads expected to reach $36 billion in 2017. That's what we've all been on. Some kind of a social media site of some kind, and you see these ads that pop up on the sides or whatever. That's where everybody's spending their money now, because that's where the majority of the people are spending their time, is on social media, so that's where they're going to put those ads up. $36 billion was what it was expected to be in 2017. To give marketers a better understanding of social media landscape, we calculated the time spent across the most popular social media platforms, projected what it means within a consumer's lifetime, and compared these figures against common daily activities and examples of what can be accomplished with an equivalent amount of time. Astonishingly, the average person will spend nearly 2 hours on social media every day. That's the average person of all ages combined, which translates to a total of 5 years and 4 months spent over a lifetime. Even more, time spent on social media is only expected to increase as platforms develop, and is expected to eat further into traditional media, most notably TV, which I looked that up too, and the average person spends 5 hours per day watching TV. Right now, the average person will spend 7 years and 8 months of their lifetime watching TV. However, as digital media consumption continues to grow at unprecedented rates, this number is expected to shrink in counter to that expansion. Currently, total time spent on social media beats time spent eating, drinking, socializing, and grooming. Broken down, time spent on social media differs across each platform. YouTube comes in first, consuming over 40 minutes of a person's day. Facebook users will spend an average of 35 minutes a day, totaling 1 year and 7 months in a lifetime. on the YouTube is totaling 1 year and 10 months of a lifetime. Snapchat and Instagram come in next with 25 minutes and 15 minutes per day, respectively. Finally, users will spend about 1 minute on Twitter, spanning 18 days of a usage in a lifetime. Those are just a few numbers that they came up with here. And just on the lighter side, they came up with a few things. They took the 5 years and 4 months, which the average person will spend on social media in a lifetime, and listed a few things here of what a person can do instead of during that in that amount of time. So in 5 years and 4 months, a person could fly to the moon and back 32 times. You could walk the Great Wall of China 3.5 times. And while you're spending your 5 hours a day on TV, you could binge watch The Simpsons series 215 times. I wouldn't recommend that one. You could climb Mount Everest 32 times. You could run 10,000 plus marathons. That would get us all in shape. And you could walk your dog approximately 93,000 times. So if you just think about those numbers there a little bit, if you go back to what I had said, and we add these together a little bit, between TV watching and social media, and you add those together, 7 years and 8 months of a lifetime spent watching TV, and 5 years and 4 months spent on social media, that comes up with about 13 years of a person's life spent either watching TV or on social media. That's based on the average on the average lifespan, which I don't even know what the average lifespan is anymore. But and no matter how long you live, that's a lot of time spent on things that are they're not wrong. I'm not here to say anything wrong about any of these things. But when it causes us to take time away from the things that are really important in life, that's when they can become wrong. I'm going to read a few verses here out of Ephesians chapter 5. If you want to turn there, you can. If you don't want to, that's fine. I'm just going to read them here, verses 15 through 21 out of Ephesians chapter 5. They're verses that are familiar to all of us. We've all heard these verses lots of times in our lifetime. Starting at verse 15, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God." Going back to verse 16, that's the verse that I kind of want to key in on. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. What does that mean, to redeem the time? Anyone here care to share what they think that statement means, to redeem the time? If you have a definition or an idea of what that means, feel free to share it. I'll give you just a minute. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's another good one. Yeah, you're all right on the money there. The word redeeming in the Greek can mean to buy up, ransom, or rescue from loss. So when we look at our life as a whole, whatever age we are, and we look at our past, and we can look back, and every one of us can see things in our life in the past, that time that we've spent doing whatever. It can be time that I love to golf. And you know, I don't like to hear people talk negative about golf. Tim, close your mouth. I'm not going to speak negative about golf. But the problem that I struggle with is the time that I sometimes spend on golf when I should be spending it on something else. When I, you know, we can make time for whatever is important to us. That's the key thing. If it's important to us, we'll make time for it. I mean, there was a time where I'm going to speak a little bit into our family. Sorry, Jen. We used to struggle to get to church on time. I mean, it was a struggle. I mean, you could almost set your clock by it that we were going to come in this door at least 5 minutes after the time when church was supposed to be starting. And I used to always say to myself and to Jen, you know, depending on what we're doing, we'd be on time. If I had a tea time at 9:30 in the morning, I'd be there at about 9:15 because I didn't want to miss it. And if we have a ball game to get to and it starts at 3:30, we're there an hour early to make sure we can get in and get our seat. But when it comes to when it comes to church and to other type of thing, oh, it's okay if we're late. It's all right. Everybody else is late too, so we can just sneak in the back door. We can always make time for what's important to us. We need to rescue from loss the time that remains in our lives. That goes back to that redeeming the time verse. We look back in our life and we see all these things that we wasted our time on, and we look to the future, and none of us knows how much time we have left on this earth. We don't know if none of us are promised tomorrow. We're not even promised this afternoon. I mean, we have no idea. So if you look to the time, we can be like Daniel, and we can purpose in our heart that the rest of my life, that however long I have on this earth, I'm going to spend the most of it redeeming the time that I lost in the past and that I gave up in the past or that I did whatever in the past to waste my time. We can only redeem today and plan to redeem tomorrow because yesterday is gone. And a lot of these quotes that I'm going to be saying are not original with me, even though I'd like to be smart enough to say these things. I got them from books and off some different websites that I was doing some studying on. But that's a statement that really stuck to me when I read that. We can only redeem today and plan to redeem tomorrow because yesterday is gone. Like I said earlier, we would all like to go back and fix things and redo things that we did in the past that wasted our time, or that we wasted. Another quote that I like is, "We alone are responsible for using what God has given us, time, to prepare for our spiritual vocation." And when we waste time, you know, it's taking time away from, you know, it might take time away from devotional time that we should be spending, from family time, from helping those in need around us. And like I said before when I started, this is something that I've struggled with for a long time. You know, I struggle a lot of times. In the past, I've had the struggle of taking time or spending time in my devotional life like I should. And if I think back on a day from this time I wake up, most of us have a routine pretty much every day. You wake up about the same time, at least those of us that have jobs, that we go to the same job every day. We usually have a routine where we wake up about the same time, unless you're Lyle. He wakes up at all hours of the night. But that's another subject. But most of us have a schedule that we follow pretty closely. We get up about the same time, we go do this, we do that, we eat breakfast, we get dressed, we should be spending time or having a devotional time. And it doesn't have to be in the morning, but sometime during the day. Well, sometimes when I think about, you know, I need to have my devotions, but I don't have time. But if I think back and look what I was doing the hour prior, there's a lot of things where I could have eliminated that would have given me some time to spend in my devotional life. And we tend to, or at least I tend to kind of push that off when I shouldn't. So that's one of the things that I've struggled with this topic. Our time is a talent given to us by God, and it is misspent and lost when it is not employed according to His design. God didn't design us to spend all of our time on, you know, these little gadgets right here. And this is, these are great items to have. They're great to, we need them. We need our cell phones. We don't know what to do without them when we don't have them. But I tell you, that's one of the biggest time consumers. If we would all put our phones away for a whole day, I think we'd have a lot more time. We'd probably be spent twiddling our thumbs a lot of time because we didn't have our phone. We couldn't go on Facebook, and we couldn't go on Instagram, and couldn't send our friends a Snapchat and do different things like that. We'd be lost without those things, but I think a lot of times we'd be better off if we didn't have them. We'd have time to spend doing other things. Another little quote here that really jumped out at me is, did you know that how you spend your time is more important than how you spend your money? You know, you can make a bad decision in business, and you can get over it. You can make adjustments. Even if you have to file for bankruptcy, you can still, I mean, I think Donald Trump filed for bankruptcy several times, and look where he's at. So in business, we can make mistakes in business, and we can so-called waste money, and we can come back from that. From time, when we waste our time, and how we spend our time, you know, we can't get that back. That's not, it's gone. We can try to do better tomorrow, but we will never be able to go back and redo our time and get it back. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. The last part of that verse is actually very important too, and it all comes back, and it's because the days are evil, and it's Satan that is trying to get us away from spending time with God and spending time with our family and spending time doing good things. It's Satan that's trying to, he's putting all these things in front of us to bait us into getting away from what we need to be doing. Life is not a game. It's serious. Satan is trying harder than ever to take our time away from God. And that's very apparent in just looking at, especially as I look at my life. You know, he brings things into my life every day that are just, at the time, they don't seem like much. Whether it's 10 minutes here or 15 minutes here or whatever. But it's time that I can't get back, that I can't spend in God's Word or doing things that I need to be doing. In closing here, I'm gonna wrap this up here. A quote that I want to leave with all of us is, don't waste your time so that you look back with regrets. Let's spend each day of our life in a way that when we get to the end of our day and we lay our head on the pillow at night, we can look back and we can say, you know, we can feel good about how we spent our time that day. We can look back and say that we did all that we could and we used our time as wisely as we could to fulfill and to, you know, to honor God in the way that He would have us spending our time. Don't get to the end of your day and look back and regret what, you know, the way that you spent your time that day. So let's live our life with no regrets. And I'm gonna have a word of prayer, and then I got him to play a song that I came across that goes along very well with this. And it was a new song for me. I had never heard it before until I started studying for this, but it's a good song that is a good reminder for all of us. So let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Thank you, Father, for today. Thank you for bringing us here this morning. Thank you for the rain outside. And God, I just ask that you would, as we go from here this week, that we would be mindful of the time that you have given us in each and every day of our lives. And help us, Father, to use our time wisely. Help us, Father, to use our time that when we get to the end of our day, Father, that we can look back and we can rest easy and we can be at peace about the way that we spent our day and the way that we used our time that day, Father. Just go with each one of us and give us all a good week, Father. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Was spent, and as I wondered where it went, I watched the sands of time slip fast away. And as I thought about my life, what had I really done for Christ? I'd lost so many hours I can't reclaim. As I bowed my head in deep despair and cried out to the Lord in prayer, I heard His still small voice whisper this refrain. Redeem the time, for soon it will be gone. Redeem the time, life is not so long. Don't let the moment spent down here become a tale of wasted years. Remember that your days are like a passing glance. You only get one chance. Redeem the time. As the days of life go quickly by, the seconds pass, the moments fly. What are we really giving to the Lord? Our years are like a passing wind. They go and never come again. To waste a single hour we can't afford. So teach us, Lord, to count our days, to see them as a gift of grace. Remind us of this truth taught in your holy word. Redeem the time, for soon it will be gone. Time, for life is not so long. Don't let the moment slip down here become a tale of wasted years. Remember that your days are like a passing glance. You only get one chance. Redeem the time. Don't let the moment spent down here become a tale of wasted years. Remember that your days are like a passing glance. You only get one chance. You only get one chance at life. You only get one chance. Redeem the time.